This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The lack of clean drinking water is a major problem worldwide. The World Health Organization says more than 1 billion people live in areas where renewable water resources are not available. The problem is especially serious in Asia and the Pacific. A United Nations report says water availability in that area is the second lowest in the world after Africa. Nearly 700,000 people in Asia and the Pacific lack safe drinking water. The UN report notes that the world's poorest countries are also the ones that use the most water for agriculture. Agriculture uses about 80% of the water in the Asia-Pacific area. There has also been an increase in water used for industry. China and India more than tripled their industrial water use between 1992 and 2002. The lack of clean drinking water around the world forces millions of people to drink unsafe water. This leads to an increase in diseases like diarrhea, the second leading cause of death in children under 5. Floods, droughts, pollution, and climate change have created even more problems. The Millennium Development Goals for 2015 call for a 50% decrease in the number of people without safe drinking water and basic sanitation. Scientists, governments, and aid organizations around the world are increasing their efforts to meet these goals. Still, the UN says there is much work to be done. During its yearly World Water Day observance last month, it called on the international community to work together to solve the water crisis. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are doing just that. The American and South Korean researchers are investigating a new technology for turning seawater into drinking water. The new technology is called ion concentration polarization. The process uses electricity to help separate electrically charged salt particles from water to make it drinkable. The researchers tested their desalination process on a computer chip the size of a postage stamp. The chip removed 99% of the salt and other harmful substances from water samples. So far, the method purifies only small amounts of water. But the researchers say it may someday be available as a personal water purification product. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.